and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
And now, Britannica Films, in association with your high school personal hygiene class, presents The History of Radio. The last time, we learned that the sounds emanating from your radio actually come from hundreds of tiny people who are trapped inside and held there by painful chains and manacles.
Now,
our story continues. Chapter 7, The Morning Show, or Radio Goes Berserk.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
For the first time in almost 70 years, the U.S. is in for a presidential rematch. Former President Trump and President Biden will face each other in the November general election. The House could take a vote today on a bill. Could result in a ban on the popular Chinese-owned video sharing app, TikTok. Former President Trump is decrying a double standard in the way he has been treated for possessing classified documents versus the way President Biden's been handled for the very same thing. The U.S. sending another $300 million in military aid to Ukraine, and still, President Biden says, it's far from enough. Wall Street set aside inflation fears yesterday. The benchmarks rallied. The S&P closed at a record high. This morning, futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 10 points. The NASDAQ futures are down 19. S&P futures off a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members to the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
In the mirror as I walk past, reflection of my flat ass has got me in a rut. Should I get this booty working? I might even start a twerking if I only had a butt. Oh, I could say goodbye to the pants sliding down my back. And the backside that I seem to lack would not show off my plumber's crack. Yes, my tush would be so cute with some buns beside my chute. It would complement my strut. I could bring some major swagger and offset my frontal dagger if I only had a butt.
At 6:15, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV with some sad news this morning. Rich Thomas will not be with us.
Aww.
So it's me and Jay.
Just, and then the crowd says, oh,
again. Yeah, I mean, they want to feel Rich to, anyway, he's under the weather today, but he is here with the forecast in spirit.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate and at least another day or two of dry weather. Today's a pretty good day with a sun and cloud mix and a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow's high near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and storms on Friday. periods of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. Some of those could be on the strong side and potentially heavy rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Today's national holiday.
I made a double bet with Ken.
March 13th.
And you can't make me look uncool in front of Ken.
It's National Ken Day.
His name is Ken.
Ken?
Cool name.
Cool name.
One syllable.
Ken's not cool.
What's your name?
My name is...
I'm just Ken.
It's showtime.
Man, it's bad news everywhere today. Backup Steve. Got a driver out this week. I can't call today or Friday.
No.
What's the point in doing the convoluted intro if I don't get at least some form of positive feedback?
There is none.
Unless somebody wants to volunteer.
There's absolutely none.
Say something nice. Speaking of Ken, the ratings for the Oscars are out. 19.5 million people watched, the biggest audience in 4 years, but not anywhere close to the biggest ever, and not as high as I thought it might be, since there were some decent movies to root for this year. And the news on flying just continues to get worse.
Yeah.
It's unreal. In fact, United told Boeing, cancel those orders for the 737 MAX 10.
I would imagine they would. After everything.
They found, the FAA did found 95 instances of alleged noncompliance. The New York Times, for whatever it's worth, notes that mechanics at Spirit used a hotel key card to check a door seal.
I like how they only check after things have gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
You're looking into this now. You found 95 things. How long has it been since you looked into this?
I don't know what's going on, Jay, but...
Like, I know the blame falls on Boeing on this, but I would also say it falls to the FAA. The FAA... For them to periodically check.
Then they had...
At least once a year.
A whistleblower.
Dead.
Turns up dead in the parking lot just days after his testimony. Now, that's the kind of thing we think of when... You know, because there's a whole long history there of people shooting themselves in the back of their own heads and then hanging themselves from trees.
Yeah, they said he was a self-inflicted gunshot wound, which does not... I get that means that is... Oh, well, he killed himself, but not without the possibility of threat of, like, if you don't do something about this,
yeah,
your whole family's going to be involved and everything else, and so...
His lawyers said yesterday that he was not suicidal.
Right. So. Until you're forced to be suicidal.
Yeah, because they're threatening your family and everybody you love. It's like the mob is running the airlines these days. And, of course, the 737 MAX pilots who were brave enough to get behind the wheel of one of these things, they have this to say.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. Today, you'll be flying a Boeing 737 MAX 9. So please listen to the following important safety instructions. After takeoff, if you notice any loose bolts on the aircraft, please notify a flight attendant who is equipped with a pair of pliers to fix any issues. If you're sitting in an exit row, please be aware that at 16,000 feet, the door to the fuselage will blow open, causing issues with cabin pressurization. If your shirt is ripped off by the vacuum, a new shirt can be found under your seat cushion. Just a reminder to keep all electronic devices secured, as loose items regularly get sucked out of the hole in the side of the plane. We hope you enjoy your flight as we attempt to get you to your destination without an emergency landing this time. Thank you for flying with us. God help us all.
I gotta do the timeline today.
Yeah, you do. Okay. No, that's responsibility that's fallen on to you.
Yeah, and the birthdays today. And I guess I get to be a substitute teacher in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. So there is that. We're going to take a quick break here. We have one of my favorite is called F My Life.
Oh, yeah.
It's just people posting their...
Things that happen or like...
Telvo, and people get to vote whether or not, well, you really deserve that. Or you got a tough break. We have a... pile of those. And is squeezing blueberries acceptable grocery store behavior?
Squeezing blueberries?
Squeezing, yeah. I mean, I can understand thumping a watermelon.
Or you know, feeling the firmness of like an orange or, you know, just some type of fruit. But a blueberry is a very, feels like not something you would squeeze. Maybe a tiny little squeeze. It's a blueberry.
Yeah, and they come in pints.
How many are you going to squeeze?
Yeah, and I don't want you, you know, you can't open a pint of blueberries and start fumbling around and then put them back.
I need to squeeze a few of them just to make sure they're squeezable.
Sounds like a fetish to me, Jay.
That's a weird one.
Yep. All right, Don Duck and All American Auto and Tire. For those of you who are feeling guilty because you've been ignoring your car's regular maintenance, it's been more than 5,000 miles, they make it really easy to update your service on your vehicle. If you have a convenience issue, like you got to get back to your home or office, just let them know and they'll do that. Drop your car off, they'll take care of it, and they'll call you when it's done and arrange to get you reconnected with your vehicle. In the meantime, it's nice to know the top-notch certified technicians are there to diagnose anything that's wrong, or maybe you just need the basics or what we call the works. We give it away every Friday at 8:55 here on the show, and that's a full service oil change, rolling rotation on tires. What does that mean? When they rotate the tires, they put two guys on each tire to check for embedded debris that could be, you know, a little time bomb there, a screw or a nail, that if the tire pressure changes, could become a blowout kind of situation. So, and if they find something, they withdraw it and plug the hole at no extra charge. Safety inspection of brakes, checking all the fluids to make sure they're topped off and ready, and if you need wipers or anything else, just order it up. Don Duncan with three locations to make servicing your car convenient, from high atop Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. At 6:22, we have 18:19 news, and then we'll go to a little F My Life. In case you're waking up in a bad mood, there's always somebody who's had it worse.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
18:19 News.
The city of Foley is expanding its nature preserve with the use of a $5 million federal grant. The Graham Creek Nature Preserve already consists of 660 acres. The city of Foley plans to purchase enough land to double the size of that park, as well as incorporate the banks of Wolf Bay. The money being used for this expansion comes from GOMESA, which stands for the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act. This is the third GOMESA grant for this particular nature preserve. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A man accused of murdering a 5-year-old child, Kamari Holland, is going to plead guilty this week at a courthouse in Russell County. Jeremy Williams was charged with the murder of Holland as well as her sexual assault after her death. The little girl was reported missing by her mother back in December of 2021. Crystal Sipple is the mother, and she claimed her daughter disappeared from the home overnight. Williams was identified as a suspect after having previously lived with Sipple and the little girl. Williams also has a history of child abuse with accusations dating as far back as 2009. The mother, Sipple, is also facing charges for the human trafficking of her daughter to Williams. A nonprofit organization designed to help new mothers is expanding to Lee and Autauga counties. The Gift of Life Foundation has already been serving in six other Alabama counties for the past 15 years. The Nurse to Family Partnership will connect new mothers to registered nurses during the pregnancy and up to the first 2 years of the baby's life. The nurse will advise on home environment, health care, child care, and other necessary skills. The service is free to those who qualify for Medicaid, SNAP, and the WIC programs. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Well, we have a really bad accident this morning on I-65 northbound. If you're coming out of Greenville this morning heading into Montgomery, this is going to be just past exit 151 before you get to Pentwalla Tyson Road. There is left lane blockage. You'll need to be in the right lane to get past it. They are working that one as quickly as they can. Now, in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we've got light to moderate traffic this morning. Typical morning. No major problems anywhere. Just buckle up and drive carefully, and we will keep you updated throughout the morning. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You obtuse piece of lobster.
This is so stupid.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There will not be gum stuck to your shoe. Nobody's buying or chewing gum. It started with COVID. We had to wear a mask. Gum was kind of weird to chew. Chewing cud like a cow is a thing of the past now. There won't be gum stuck to your shoe.
Not chewing gum.
They're going bankrupt. Wrigley's is
no one's chewing gum.
That is a news item, Jay. There is a steep downturn in the sale of gum. And when I saw that, I thought, God, it's been forever since I bought some.
I haven't bought gum in a while.
Who else is not buying gum? Sales are down about 30%. So they're responding by coming up with new flavors and so forth. If they make a Nicorette flavored, I might look into that. I promised a little, this website, I guess it's cathartic for the people that go there, called F My Life. So starting the day with a pickle puss, you can go here and listen to people spew on things that gave them a bad day yesterday. For example, today I used my vaporizer to make my house smell like lavender when I went to work.
Oh, joy.
My brother, though, thought it would be funny to pee inside my vaporizer. So when I got home, my house smelled like urine and lavender.
Not good.
Today, my mother and I walked past my boyfriend, whom she's never met. How does that happen? After we casually greeted each other and went on our way, my mother said, "He's cute. Who is he?" I paused for a second and replied, "That's my boyfriend." And then she said, "Does he know that?" FML. Today, I got, I'd love to know more about this. I got back from a fun vacation I took with my husband. During the vacation, I participated in a wet t-shirt contest. And a bunch of pictures of me flashing my boobs and waving my t-shirt over my head during the contest got posted online. My whole office is teasing me now. Some may be teasing you, but I think some of the guys in your office may be doing more than that. Today, I finally forced my husband to go to the doctor for his chronically itchy... by the way, today is it's also Uranus Discovery Day.
Oh.
So I guess this guy has an itchy issue there, where he scratches in his sleep, and then, maybe I'll skip this one. Just a little taste.
Sounds like you're gonna.
How about a quickie? story. Today, I found out my boyfriend of 2 years has a beautiful daughter. That's cool, except she's 1 year old. That could be an issue.
That could.
dating somebody 2 years and he introduces you to his one-year-old daughter.
2 years. 2 years.
So, if you woke up with a pickle puss today, don't you feel better now?
No.
Okay. We tried. Timeline coming up in just a minute. Montgomery Paint and Body, their timeline crosses four decades now. Since Donnie Turner got tired of being asked to do unscrupulous things working for other people in the automotive body repair business, I'm not going to do it. Wouldn't participate in charging customers for work that wasn't done. It was kind of a regular thing. MPB became the result, started his own business, and now they've become the gold standard in automotive body repair. So if your car is damaged in an accident, when you call your insurance adjuster, just choose MPB. Alabama law says you can pick. And if you get any, I'd like to know if you got negative feedback on that, because so far, we've heard nothing but great things. Insurance companies, they know they're going to get, quote, the bang for the buck that they are paying out, and the car is going to be fixed to look good as new, maybe better. After the damaged area is repaired and repainted, they take the car on a bumper-to-bumper basis and do everything they can using state-of-the-art technologies, talented people, and what we used to call elbow grease to restore the look of the vehicle so it looks like it just rolled off the assembly line or as close as they can come to that standard. Their number is 27REC with a W. If your car's not drivable, we'll have it towed to MPB. And if your tow truck driver doesn't know where they are, he's either very new or you should just find another tow truck. Or get the insurance claim from your adjuster so they can begin the immediate process of ordering all the parts that need to be replaced, repainted, and repaired. Their number is 27REC with a W for Donnie Prant and Brandon Turner on Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 6:32, back with the timeline in a couple of minutes for March 13th.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. N4-124.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises Process believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
this is not headline news. Paul McCartney has a cameo in the Spinal Tap sequel. Thanks to Wings, he can relate to being in a band everyone sees as a joke. Rapper Common turns 52 today. He'll celebrate with his brothers Ordinary and Routine. Scientists have discovered 100 potential new deep-sea species. And Red Lobster has discovered 100 new things to deep-fry. A man was shot with an arrow on a street in Los Angeles. Police described the suspect as armed and Robin Hood. And PNC Park in Pittsburgh has been named the best Major League Stadium, especially for the players on the visiting team. This is not headline news.
I would like to see a game there. At 6:36 with the timeline for the 13th of March, I'm your substitute and mediocre host, Greg DeGilbert. Thomas, hopefully, will be back with us tomorrow. Jay Scott riding shotgun. Thanks. Quick note, though. One of our listeners, Doug, sent me a message about Steak and BJ Day, which is tomorrow. And this was started
by...
Okay. Yeah, well, look, there's BJ's Buffet. And on Thursday, I guess they have steak on the buffet. It's funny because a lot of guys are tagging girlfriends and wives in this thing. Everybody's giving me that look. I am.
You're so naughty.
No, it's just a thing. Maybe we can have one of those here. He said, "I nobody's going to believe me, so I will post the page, but it's absolutely true. Let's see. Share to feed. Yeah, Steak and BJ Day. Tomorrow, March 14th. It's also Pie Day tomorrow, but not pie as in Aunt B's apple. It's pie as in 3.1416, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was on this date in 1781 that William Herschel discovered Uranus. The seventh planet from the sun. It was the first planet to be discovered with the aid of a telescope. Now, this discovery, even though it was a major find at the time in 1781, it caused William Herschel so much grief, it literally
wrecked him
for the rest of his life. You're not going to get that kind of humor when Rich is doing the timeline, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. In 1852, on this date, Uncle Sam was first featured as a cartoon character in a magazine. But you don't hear about Uncle Sam that much anymore.
Not much, no.
Except, sometimes when you're talking about taxes, Uncle Sam took XYZ, that kind of thing. And now it's time for our Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson, and we're doing it to celebrate the anniversary of the day 59 years ago when Eric Clapton quit the Yardbirds so he could go on to make songs like this. At 6:39, News Talk 93.1 FM. Talk it up to the post, baby. This is Eric Clapton, and he is After Midnight.
After midnight, we don't let it all hang down. After midnight, we don't juggle like midshine. We're gonna stimulate some action. We're gonna get some satisfaction. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
Doing the business, I had my own little company.
Yeah.
It was the After Midnight, inspired by that song, After Midnight Media Organization, or the acronym. The After Midnight Media Organization.
Ammo.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Ammo. That was the whole idea. I'm your ammo, so you can be a better competitor in your market. Well,
took me a minute.
I thought it was a pretty good idea.
Of course. I think it was.
55 years ago, 1969, the year of the year, so still the Disney classic Love Bug was released. Now, I know I didn't go see it right away, but I do remember going to the drive-in later that year and seeing it at the Sheridan at 79th and Harlem in Chicago. Ever tell you about that drive-in? You know, drive-ins kind of went the way of the dodo bird after a while. For a brief period of time, now 79th and Harlem is a very busy intersection in the southwestern suburbs of Chicago. So they decided to start showing adult films to get people to come back to the drive-in. Because everybody knew what you went to the drive-in.
Knew what you were doing.
With a bottle of Ripple and, you know, zero morals. Well, the experiment lasted exactly a week because their screen was visible to drivers who were at that intersection.
Yeah.
And so they're sitting there waiting for the red light. They look to their left and there's a giant pair of, you know.
Sit there and watch it, yeah.
The attack of the 70-foot boobs. So they had to shut it down.
I mean, obviously, it's just going
to
happen.
Yeah, right. You should never have a drive-in screen showing adult films close to...
Honestly, even if it wasn't adult films, even if it was just a film, it would still be distracting to drivers regardless.
This is true.
I mean, more so because of what it is, but it wouldn't matter. It was bad for them to do.
Honey, look, there's a giant... Whang! On the... you
know. Yeah, that's okay.
1976, the fourth season returned to the top of the charts as Casey Musha Shea with December 1963, Oh What a Night. The Ropers, what a TV classic that was, with Norman Fell and Audra Lindley, debuted on ABC, a spinoff from Three's Company. It didn't last that long.
Yeah.
He was the grouchy old guy, and she was the horny shrew who was always looking for... And he was never interested. That was kind of the format for every episode. Hey, one of the cinema classics of all time, 1992, My Cousin Vinny released.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's still one of those films, if it's on, even if it's halfway through, I'll watch it for memorable scenes. In fact, I might even be able to give you one of those scenes now. Bear with me here, folks. Where did I put...
Bearing.
Vinny, where are you, Vinny? Well, some other time. I always, you know, he's ready to say everything that guy said is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I can't remember the page I put it. 1988, John Holmes estimated he had sex with over 10,000 women, died of an AIDS-related illness. In 1995, at the Soul Train Awards, Queen Latifah was named I know.
The look on your face, I could tell that you knew what you were doing.
Yeesh. It's one of those rare moments, Jay.
Old Queen Latifah.
Yeah. 2006, Black Sabbath inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Skinner, Blondie. Miles Davis, he was a rock and roller. I didn't know that. What the hell is wrong with... Sticks! They belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And until they are, it's a joke. And then... Taylor Swift turns up in the timeline today because it was 13 years ago. The song Mean, which is probably a petulant lullaby about some dude that hurt her feelings and was honored with a song. Birthdays today. And it's our policy to only mention the birthdays of people we find universally recognizable.
Of which, how many are on there that we do?
Well, there's Dana Delaney. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
68. William H. Macy is 74. An odd-looking fellow for, you know, a guy who's had the lead in a few movies. Fargo among them. And Neil Sedaka is 85, who gave us such nonsensical hits as Calendar Girl and Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Breaking Up is Hard to Do. And Bad Blood, which is a song I should open the show with someday. Today is National Good Samaritan Day. It's also National No Smoking Day, which I didn't know. If I'd known, I might have tried, but
no,
I've got my vape here. Maybe I'll quit smoking for an hour of the show. 18 days till Easter, of course, St. Patrick's Day is coming up Sunday, and that is your timeline. And now,
we're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating.
Well, look looking at the cams, we've got a lot more cars out on the road coming into Montgomery this morning, and traffic's beginning to build a bit in a lot of the usual places. 231 out of Wetumpka getting a bit busy, as well as Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. But no problems, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. If you're coming into Montgomery from Greenville this morning on I-65 northbound, we have a fairly bad accident, moderate crash just past exit 151. There is a little backup in traffic. Left lane was blocked earlier. You'll need to be in the right lane. Traffic's moving slowly there. They're trying to work that one out. We will keep you updated throughout the morning. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professional and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
I'm sorry, the board went berserk and started working itself. Why on a day when we are shorthanded do things like that happen? B-S. Well, I tried.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate and at least another day or two of dry weather. Today's a pretty good day with a sun and cloud mix and a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow's high near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and storms on Friday. Periods of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. Some of those could be on the strong side, and potentially heavy rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Something that didn't make the timeline that probably deserved a little inclusion there. This is the fifth anniversary of a 911 call of a guy breaking into a Pizza Hut claiming to be Jesus. Should we give this a listen?
Sure.
Because we're trying to kill all the time we can. All right, is the volume on? Yes.
Point 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to earth.
All right, and so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay, and what do you look like?
I look like Jesus. What else do I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judases on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up. So what are you up to?
Man, where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to your Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah. Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
All right, you going to stay there for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, you ain't got any weapons or anything on you, do you?
No, I'm not violent, sir.
Okay. Just hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving to death. All right. Everybody's been treating me. I've been beat up in this town. I'm from Indiana.
You're from Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
People keep beating me up.
Where have you been staying at?
Everywhere. I keep getting kicked out of places.
All right, there you go. We'll have to play that again later in the show. Right now, it's your SRN News replay at 6:50.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Cool.
For the first time in almost 70 years, the U.S. is in for a presidential rematch. Former President Trump and President Biden will face each other in the November general election. The House could take a vote today on a bill. Could result in a ban on the popular Chinese-owned video sharing app, TikTok. Former President Trump is decrying a double standard in the way he has been treated for possessing classified documents versus the way President Biden's been handled for the very same thing. The U.S. sending another $300 million in military aid to Ukraine, and still, President Biden says, it's far from enough. Wall Street set aside inflation fears yesterday. The benchmarks rallied. The S&P closed at a record high. This morning, futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 10 points. The NASDAQ futures are down 19. S&P futures off a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members to the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
We
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm a guy named Ken, and I'm not 12 inches tall. What will it take for you to think I won't wear pink when we play a game of pickleball?
And I'm his friend, and I'm here with this report that even though he shaves all his body hair and drives a Barbie car, there's a package in his shorts.
Yes, I am Ken. Glad my name is cool again. And you'll know I'm not a toy when I'm at the gym and flex my pecs at the Sissy Boys.
National Ken Day.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
Going back to the Academy Awards, that Ken performance was something people either really loved or really found cringy. 19.5 million people watched the Oscars. That was less than I thought, but of course I thought there were better movies this year up for consideration when there was some rooting interest.
Yeah.
But not quite 20. Still the biggest audience, though, for the Oscars in 4 years, which is something to hang their head on. Other news from the world of show business. Owen Wilson will play a former golf pro who needs to get his life back together in a comedy series for Apple TV. Have you seen this Sydney Sweeney leak video thing?
No.
I'm not going to mention it. If you haven't seen it, then it really...
Yeah, I have not.
It may as well not exist, because that's how on top of it Jay is. Sharon Stone says she was urged to sleep with Billy Baldwin to make his acting better. Her 2021 memoir, The Beauty of Living Twice, she said a producer tried to make her sleep with a co-star in order to improve his performance. She didn't mention any names, but she's naming them now. The producer was a very high, powerful mogul by the name of Robert Evans. I've seen that name at the front end of a few films. It was the 1993 erotic thriller Silver. And the co-star whose acting wasn't making the grade was Baldwin. She says she suggested several other actors for the part, but Evans was dead set on him if she would just sleep with him.
One of those.
It would improve their chemistry and save the movie.
Wow.
She added that she didn't have a chemistry issue with Michael Douglas on the previous year's Basic Instinct, another memorable movie. In her book, she said that this unnamed co-star, who we now know as Baldwin, lacked talent, couldn't remember his lines or deliver a scene. Baldwin, obviously not happy about this, he said on Twitter yesterday, or X, "Not sure why Sharon Stone keeps talking about me all these years later. Does she still have a crush on me, or is she still hurt? Because I shunned her advances." And Evans ain't got nothing to say because he died in 2019. You can tell we're really desperate for content here in this feature.
Going back to...
Now, here's one that might be in your wheelhouse. The guy who played young Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace.
He has had some mental issues.
Yeah, not to be insensitive to that topic since I've been down that road, but apparently he's getting a little...
They're coming to take me away.
That's Jake Lloyd. His mother, Lisa, says he suffered a psychotic break in March of last year. They were in the car when he turned it off in the middle of the street. Traffic started backing up. Drivers started calling 911. When the cops arrived, they tried to question him, but he wasn't making any sense, thus the hospitalization. Lisa would also like you to know that Jake loves Star Wars, even though people have always assumed he hates it due to the bullying he got for his performance. Was he bad in that movie? I didn't see that one.
It's not necessarily that he was bad at... that he was bad. There were a lot of things wrong with that first film. With that first... the episode one.